And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Corruption in organizations is not new. We still find it disgusting, as we should, but not surprising. Jesus headed an organization of sorts, his 12 disciples, and the corrupt one among them was the treasurer. Judas held the purse. He stole from it, and Jesus knew it. In John 12:4, Judas criticized Mary for wasting her valuable perfume by pouring it on Jesus' feet. It was worth a year's wages. He wanted it donated to his pot so he could steal from it. His words, "We could help the poor with this." Some things don't change. The greed of the human heart and pretending to help the disadvantaged while helping ourselves. Solutions? Prayer, accountability, and the assurance that one day justice will rule. This feature at widowconnection.com.